Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. What is hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or for short form, HCM? HCM is a disease caused by abnormal genes. These genes affect the muscles around the heart, causing the heart chambers, or left ventricle, to contract harder. These genes also cause the left ventricle to become thicker and harder than normal. More information will be on this in a few. Now on to what causes hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Commonly, HCM is caused by abnormal genes in the heart muscle. This causes the stiffness and the thickness of the wall to increase, causing the heart contractions to be more violent. Most often, you are born with it and will find it as you get older. Generally, you are not have any real signs until you are a teenager. However, this makes it much more dangerous. Most people even don't even know in their whole life that they've had it. What system does it affect? We know, based on the name cardiomyopathy, that it is a heart condition. This means the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy will affect the cardiovascular system. Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, HCM, is really a big problem and a complex problem that has major effects on the cardiovascular system. As I mentioned at the beginning, it is caused by abnormal genes which thicken the walls of the heart muscles and cause the heart chambers to contract harder. This can cause the heart to not be able to pump blood as well. This can lead to other complications like unusual heart rhythm and even death. Even if the main disturbance is in the cardiovascular system, it will have a large effect on the rest of the body systems too. Your heart is the pump, so that your blood can flow to the rest of the body. If this pump is not working, your body isn't getting enough blood, this will cause you to shut down and die. Therefore, your heart is crucial to your survival, as we all know. Therefore, the main effect is technically in the cardiovascular system, but in a way, it does affect every single system in your whole entire body. But what organs does it directly affect? Well, the ventricles. The two walls that surround the ventricles become thicker than normal. This can result in the thickness of the wall actually blocking the blood flow out of the heart. The lower heart chambers. The lower heart chambers are where the problem with the blood flow can be affected too. When the walls around the heart chambers get thicker, just like the ventricles, it'll cause the wall to potentially block the blood flow from the heart, basically suffocating the system. How does this affect your quality of life, and what happens to your quality of life? Well, HCM can be extremely deadly in some cases. With this illness, depending on where it is, it will stop the blood flow and kill you instantaneously. This is because, unlike the other diseases, this is generally not found due to little to no symptoms of it. You see this a lot in athletes who just pass out and die on the court or wherever they play their sport. Generally, when they go into details and try and figure out what it is and do all the scans, it turns out that it was due to HCM. However, in the case of my dad, they actually found it, and all they needed to do was take precautions due to some of the other things that will be talked about in a few. If all of these protocols are followed, you will have a normal chance to live a normal life. But can it affect your lifestyle? The short answer is yes. You need to make sure you don't put too much strain on your heart, such as running a marathon or a 10K, 5K, any of those races, as fast as you possibly can. With HCM, you can have one person living a perfectly normal life with nothing really changing their lifestyle, but in some cases, your lifestyle may need to change. This can include harder exercises or even eating better, sleeping better, and doing more normal exercises that normal people can do. Maybe not running a marathon. That's probably not something most people can do. Will the treatment affect the way you live? The short answer again is no. The most common treatments are beta blockers and calcium blockers, but we'll just talk about beta blockers later on. These I will go into more detail about later, as I just said, but they are prescription medicines that you take at home as normal, as you normally do prescriptions like penicillin or whatever else. However, they are checkups about once a year to make sure the walls aren't getting thicker, therefore blocking the flow of your blood from your heart and the rest of your body, killing you. How are you diagnosed? Well, the first method is echocardiogram. An echocardiogram is a sensor that is attached to adhesive pads. These pads are placed on your chest and occasionally placed on your legs. These pads measure electrical signals from your heart. The ECG part of the echocardiogram will show the doctor's abnormal heart rhythms and signal of heart thickening. A Holter monitor sometimes is given to you, this is what happened to my dad, in order to see if the tests will be of the echocardiogram are consistent over a 7-day period. If yes, then they will have a short treatment depending on what your problem is. They may also give you an echocardiogram or an ECG once a year in order to get more information on your heart and all of its patterns. Echocardiograms are harmless and relatively painless. It doesn't use radiation or anything. It's just a normal test with no health risks included. The benefits of an echocardiogram is that it's really easy to identify heart diseases and way faster than some other things that you could use. It can show the doctor what is going on without hurting you or having any other side effects. That is a huge bonus. Now we'll look at electrocardiograms. An electrocardiogram is a test done by measuring the heart's electrical activity. When your heart beats, it makes an electric pulse or an electric wave that travels through your heart. This causes the blood in the muscles to pump and squeeze the blood through the heart. This type of test is used, though, to tell if your heart rhythm is proper or not. If not, it is a sign that you have hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Risk? Well, there are none. No health conditions or any conditions at this associated with echocardiograms. They're perfectly safe. This is one of the major advantages, along with the fact that it's fast, super, super fast, like all the others that I'll be discussing in this one, and will clearly and easily identify any problems that you have in your heart, just like all the other ones. Finally, a cardiac MRI. Cardiac MRIs are used to see the structure and the function of the heart. This is to see valves, major arteries, and veins. This is one of the most common ways coronary artery and heart disease and failures are found. It shows images of the heart and the muscles in the arteries, as you can see on the side. This gives a doctor a proper idea of what is going on inside the heart. Along with the other ones that I've mentioned, there are no real health risks of having a cardiac MRI. It may cause an allergic reaction, but not common at all. This happens only once in a moon, blue moon. This is an advantage to the other ones, along with the fact that it'll give you accurate images, quick images of your heart also, which makes for easy diagnostics. Now let's look at the method of treatment. The method of treatment is beta blockers. Beta blockers are used to reduce blood pressure. This is especially important in hypertrophic cardiomyopathy because it'll slow down the heart contractions, making there be more of a consistent rhythm. They prevent the worsening of obstruction that occurs with exercise, helping to decrease symptoms of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. This is one of the only uses of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Beta blockers limit how hard your heart is compressing, which is one of the main problems that hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, and really is only one. There, however, is no cure for hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. They just have to make sure that the heart isn't getting too affected and that the walls aren't getting too thick. Now to finalize it all, let's go to a fun or not so fun fact. Did you know that 1 in 500 people have hypertrophic cardiomyopathy in America? That is around 1.5 million Americans. How most people that have hypertrophic cardiomyopathy aren't actually diagnosed with it.